Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Today's topic, Ojibwe Garden. During the summer, women gathered wild foods, including berries, nuts, roots, and wild greens, and planted small gardens of corn, beans, squash, pumpkins, potatoes, which they harvested in the late summer. Blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, and the blackberries, and the flowers, and the plankton, and the plantain, and the lilies, and the birch bark were all harvested throughout the year. In late summer and early fall is the ricing season. Today our topic is on Ojibwe gardening. And building an Ojibwe garden. So we could build our first plant that we're going to put in there is our sweetgrass. Because we can make a tea from our sweetgrass. And this helps thin the blood. And it's inhaled with our steam and to treat colds and respiratory infections. Our sweetgrasses included with our Ojibwe garden, not only for its scent, which is just a beautiful, wonderful smell, but it's also very important on our ceremonial smudging and keeping the negativity away from our home and ourselves and anything that may find itself attracted to our positive living. So we'll get rid of that. And when we harvest our sweetgrass, and we're going to have to kind of grow these in wetlands. So if you have a little bit of wetland on your property, this is where you're going to grow this in your garden. Because we kind of find it in the swampier areas. When you harvest this, you can braid that and dry it and use it in your home. You can also grow it in a greenhouse. Goldenrod is one of our great healing plants that we use many times over with other plants to heal. Some ideas, decoction of the root is applied externally for cramps, and dried leaves for fever. And our ancestors used goldenrod as a sign for harvesting the corn, because when the goldenrod flowered, the sign was the corn was starting to ripen at home. Hyssop is good for coughs and fevers and cuts and bruises and asthma and a weak stomach, muscular rheumatism, as well as various lung and chest diseases. A syrup assists in coughs and asthma, along with lung and chest diseases. Infusions from the flower is good for fevers and muscular aches. And the leaves made into teas for the stomach and asthma support. Milkweed is for chest discomfort. It also increases milk flow. It helps with warts, stomach trouble. It's an increase for appetite, as well as our ancestors used it for bites from venomous snakes and insects. We use the juice for the warts and the roots for the stomach. Mint. We have mint in our Ojibwe garden. It's good for pneumonia, local pain, helps with gas relief and indigestion. You steep it in water for tea, crushed fresh leaves for local pain, and you can make a poultice applied to the chest for your pneumonia. Yarrow is for headaches and helps with swelling. Blackhaw, it helps with heart problems and stomach pain and diarrhea. This is also called cramp bark. Wild lettuce can be used for warts. The wild pea is good for convulsions and hemorrhage from wounds. And our ancestors also used it for a charm. Sage, externally, was used for insect bites and skin and gum and mouth sore infections. Also good for anti-aging. I've used this in an oil that I've made for anti-aging with sage. It's great for the hair support. It's good for acne. Taken internally as a tea, it's used for indigestion, gas, night sweats, excessive salivating, used for depression and anxiety. It also supports the liver. We talked about sweetgrass, but we'll mention that it's also used for earaches. Purple clover, it's great for whooping cough and bronchial issues. And used as a poultice to compress on local cancer sites, or purple clover. We'll talk about that in another segment. We talk about a tea that's excellent made with purple clover. Golden seal is fantastic for wounds. It's great for mouth sores, digestive problems, ulcers, earaches, bladder infections, and athlete's foot. Golden seal. Mountain mint is fever and diseases for women. It will give support. Catnip that we give to our cats that we can grow naturally is good for fevers. Grapes, excellent source of food as well as fantastic for the heart. So we've kind of went over a few ideas about an Ojibwe garden that we could plant in our own yards and harvest for our own medicinal purposes. And we talked about the sweetgrass, the goldenrod, the milkweed, the mint, the yarrow, the black haw, the wild lettuce, the wild pea and sage, and golden seal, catnip and grapes. So there's a wonderful garden that you can place in your yard, and we're going to have a couple other shows that we have some more garden tidbits and being able to harvest our own traditional medicines in our own backyard, literally. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant for providing local programming. We say mi gwich, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Keep a wobbinin'.